Doyle says agencies like the Department of Workforce Development and Health and Family Services already address child and family issues, but he says it's time to put the topics into one cabinet-level Department of Children and Families. Doyle says there'd be improved coordination of services, less duplication, and additional accountability. He says there would be some startup costs, but eventually less spending.
For example, we have in the Department of Workforce Development a unit that does licensing of child care centers. We have in the Department of Health and Family Services a unit that does licensing of child care centers. Now, they each have slightly different reasons. One is basically a safety, and the other is looking at the quality and so on. But this is a good example of something that we can bring together.
Republican Assembly Speaker Mike Hipsch declined comment on Doyle's plan until he can see the details. But Democratic Senator Lena Taylor notes the proposal comes as Wisconsin may be facing a multi-million-dollar deficit in a subsidized child care program tied to W-2 that currently helps 56,000 low-income kids. Taylor says maybe any savings from combining agency work could go to child care funding.
Figure out where we will have costs, where we will have savings in this collaboration, and as a result, if some of that will be able to be restructured into child care.
Taylor and Governor Doyle also say they'll be continuing talks with the Bush administration about the amount of federal support for the child care effort. But Doyle isn't ruling out raising family co-payments or tightening who's eligible. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.